Shipley getting everything fired up over there. And the tip is up and controlled by Blackman. It'll be Chelsea Hall bringing across the timeline, going left to right from our vantage point this evening from Smyrna High School. Over in the corner it goes to Cox, back out to Killings, to Norris, to Hall. Cox with a couple of dribbles, now feeds Micah back over in the side to Kennedy Killings, who guns one from about 15 Kennedy and scores. Killings. So Blackman on the scoreboard first, and they lead it 2-0. Just started here in the first quarter, 7:31 to go, by the way. Here's Blanchard with the basketball. A left-hander, Brian. Gives it over to McIntyre. Right side it goes to Treasure Hunt. Treasure looking for some help. Now gives it back out to Kayla. I think I'm just going to call them first names. I think it's maybe easier, Brian.
Treasure,
Blanchard, yeah.
Kayla.
Treasure, Kayla. You know they're Hunts, okay? McIntyre has it. Right side. Very patient offense right now. Treasure Hunt has a loose ball, picks it back up, going to drive, go all the way in. Too strong, gets her own rebound. This one does go in.
Treasure Hunt.
Treasure Hunt with the basket, and we're tied at 2. Smyrna Blackman. Micah Norris gives it over in the corner to Cox, takes a dribble with the left hand, now back to Norris. Feed inside, it goes to Johnson, puts it up too hard off the glass. Rebound, coming down with it is Bolton for Smyrna. Got a good look, didn't fall. Blanchard going to drive all the way in and almost goes in. Misses the shot. Rebound. Pulled down Cox. Stolen by Bolton. Layup good. Smyrna takes the lead.
Bolton.
4-2. Bulldogs. Both teams very quick tonight.
Well, I thought Smyrna was going to try to slow it down after that first possession, but not the case apparently.
Norris, cross-court pass to Hall. Don't want to leave her open. Shot is short. Rebound, Micah Norris. Feed inside Cox. Too hard. Cox gets her own rebound. Too strong again. Rebound, Smyrna. That's Blanchard coming out with it. McIntyre in trouble, being trapped. Now they give it over to Treasure Hunt. Across the timeline she goes, being guarded by Hall. Now they'll pick it up. Blanchard will set things up. Treasure has it. Left side, inside feed to Kayla. Now open from the corner is Bolton. Short, rebound, Hall. Blackman wants to run. Here come the Blaze. 3-on-2, great feed to Norris. Layup good.
Well, that was beautiful. That's just like you draw them up there, John. Fast break basket.
Micah Norris.
And the score now, I think, we've got a 4-4 game.
Yes.
Scoreboard's wrong right at the moment. Chad Hibden calling out signals defensively for Blackman. Blanchard has it for Smyrna. Top of the key is Bolton, being guarded by Johnson. Oh, she almost walked. Give it over to McIntyre, open for three. Yes, first bank three for Savannah McIntyre.
And
Brian, we saw plenty of that last Tuesday night.
That's very true, and she's going to have to remain warm here tonight against the Lady Blaze.
Norris has it, a zone for Smyrna defensively. Cox looks, gives it to Chelsea Hall, who scores from 12. Nice
Chelsea
speed.
Hall.
Well, she was wide open under the basket right there. A missed assignment for the Lady Dogs.
Kind of taking what the defense gives you there. Treasure Hunt has it. Now sets it up. 4:26 to go here in the first quarter. It's 7-6, Smyrna. Blanchard being double-teamed, going to drive. Oh, they left her wide open. Nobody picked her up, but she misses the layup. Rebound, Cox. The Blaze wanting to run a little. Cox cross court to Hall. Open for three. No good. Rebound. Cox is there. Loses the ball. Now goes back up with it. Can't buy a basket here. Out of bounds. It'll be Smyrna's basketball at the 358 mark.
Well, John, I can see where they've scored a lot of points, especially if they can get it in the low post right there. Basket's just not falling for the Lady Blaze as a timeout is called on the floor. It's a 30-second
timeout.
Let me tell you about Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. If you need immediate results, I'm talking about immediate. There's no better way to sell your property than with the professional team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught. Bob Parks Auction Company, you don't have to wait for the buyer to come to you. They will actually go to the buyer. With internet, direct marketing, radio, and the other advertising, you know, the power of the Bob Parks P on the signs. That's everywhere. They can put that power to work for you. Bob Bug and Stan Vaught, auctioneers with Bob Parks Auction. 896-4600, online at bobparksauction.com.
7-6 our score here with Smyrna with a one-point lead. Here in the first quarter, John Dingens, Brian Barrett with you, along with Tyler Shepard back at the station. That's two, by the way. Count that for him.
I'm keeping a tally on stat sheet.
Blanchard gets a screen from Bolton, doesn't take it. Brings it back out to Treasure Hunt. Right side, Sean Milton, the head coach of the Smyrna Bulldogs. Chad Hibden of the Blackman Blaze. Hunt working one-on-one with Norris. Stops, shoots, 12-footer. No good. Rebound. Picked up. Kayla Hunt with a reverse layup and in.
Kayla Hunt!
Just when I thought I haven't seen everything, I just saw another thing. You know what I mean? Kayla Hunt, what a move. Micah Norris has it. Smyrna with a three-point lead. McIntyre to the corner to Miller, who checked in for Johnson. Norris has it tipped away. Now they play a little catch with it. Back to Hall in the corner. Back out. Left side it goes. And that is Angel Allen who just entered the game. To Miller. To Allen. Back over to Norris. Takes a look at a three. Doesn't go. Shot in the corner is up and no good. That's Bailey Miller. And rebound, Morgan Miller. Back out to Hall. Hall and Norris, the only two starters still in. Norris puts it up with the right hand. Good. Banks it off the glass.
Boy, that was an amazing shot right there. She kind of came from her hip. Just half hooked it up there.
Yeah, like a half scoop shot, wasn't it? 9-8. Blackman cuts the lead to one. Blanchard gets another pick from Bolton. Gives it over to Treasure Hunt. Going to drive. Puts up a little sweeping hook. Short. Rebound, Miller. Morgan gets it out. Now it's taken away by Kayla Hunt. Alert play by Kayla Hunt on defense. And smart. She waits for everybody to get back to Bolton, left side. Over the corner to Blanchard. Over to McIntyre, looking for a three. No. Gives it back out. Now throws it away. Turnover, Smyrna. That's the first Bulldog turnover, and Sean Milton will be glad that stat.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Middle Tennessee Christian School 25, Eagleville 13 in girls basketball. That's a halftime score. The Lady Cougars outscored Eagleville 15-2 in the second quarter. Eagleville didn't score until there was about 59 seconds left in the quarter. That is a tweet from Kenneth Schott, who is covering that for the DNJ. And Tom Krager looking at the game from the Oakland Seagull vantage point tonight.
Allen over to Hall. Cox back in. Give it over to Killings, who entered the game again. Little jumper from the corner is no good. Rebound. Picked up Hunt. Working on Killings over there and gives it the pass over to Kayla Hunt. She'll set things up. 9-8 our score at Smyrna by one. 1:39 to go in the first quarter. Allie Bolton has it right side. Throws it across to Treasure Hunt. Makes a drive. Goes good spin move. Puts it up. Misses the shot, but going to draw the personal foul.
Well, they're just playing unbelievable basketball right now. Smyrna, I mean, just the difference in a week that we've seen them here tonight. Treasure Hunt attacked the basket that time and really got off a pretty decent shot.
She has got some moves. Free throws, no good. Still 9-8.
The game for Smyrna, number 52, Miranda McCreary.
Miranda McCreary checks in for Bolton here at the 1:26 mark in the first quarter. Scott Lawless has joined us. Philip Shadowin's here tonight. Free throw rolls in.
Also saw George Hockenberry downstairs. A lot of folks out to watch this game here tonight.
3 points for Treasure Hunt, and Smyrna's lead is two. And Hall gets signals from Chad over there on the sidelines. Brings it across the timeline with 1:19 to go. Lobs it over to Killings. Back to Allen. Over to Hall. To Allen. Trying to look for something inside. They got a double post set up down there, Brian, with Johnson and Cox.
They're really working on Johnson on the inside, so Coach Hibden calls a different play.
A little high-low action there. Allen from the corner, guns it from outside. It's a three. First bank three there from Angel Allen.
Three-point basket.
And Blackman takes the lead as the quarter is about to close, 11-10. Blanchard getting some nice picks up there by the center, McCrary. She has it, top of the key. Now back out to Blanchard, 30 seconds. They may go for one here. Left side it goes. That's Anna Williams who checked in. McIntyre for three. No, short. Rebound, Cox. Outlet pass goes to Hall. Dribbles with the left hand, and she carries the ball. Turnover for the Blaze. That's three for them. And that came at a costly time. 14.6 seconds on the first quarter clock, and Smyrna's going to get a chance to get this last shot off, Brian.
Well, they unfortunate that they missed the last shot if you're a Smyrna fan, but they're going to get a chance here. Blackman just turned the ball over, which cost them maybe some points.
Long pass to McIntyre. She's open. The shot is no good. Rebound picked up Blackman, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter with the score. The Blackman Lady Blaze 11, the Smyrna Bulldogs 10, and you're listening to Prep Basketball State Farm Style on WGNS. Stay with us.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, giving students from pre-kindergarten through high school the opportunity to grow academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually.
We're going to continue to work to build that academic program to give those graduates the best opportunities they can have.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We encourage them to give us a call, come and spend a day with us, and just see what it's like here at Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Be sure to join us for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner, 9 o'clock this Saturday morning from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, followed by Cougar Corner at 11. Girls basketball coaches this week.
Show number 211. Oh, there's a nice shot there, but missed by Smyrna's, that's Williams. And Blackman gets the basketball as the shot's missed, however. Johnson gets it, and the circle, and scores. Alex Johnson with a little jumper. And Alex has her first basket. She's a six-foot freshman. Kayla Hunt brings it across. Blackman's lead now three. Over to Williams. Looks to Bolton. Back out to McIntyre. And now we've got a foul called, and it is on Smyrna's Williams.
Foul's on number 23, Anisha Paul. Her first foul, team's first of the half. Killings into the game for Cox.
Either that or I have the wrong name, but I swore that was offensively. Anyway, we'll move on. Chelsea Hall has it. Blackman leading by three. Norris right side. Now they've got Killings at the high post. Johnson at the low post as Cox is out of the game. Allen to Norris. Long, clear cross-court pass to Norris. The jumper's good. First bank three for her. They're starting to warm up a little.
Norris is, especially. Didn't she hit that last three, too, I think.
Yeah.
So,
16-10 our score. Blackman has increased their lead to six. And Smyrna has not scored in a while. Hunt directing some traffic. Now the double team. Long pass over to Treasure Hunt. Has it left side. Dribbles to the left wing, stops, shoots, 12-footer, good.
Well, Treasure
Hunt.
Needed that in the worst way, John. You mentioned they'd missed their last four from the field dating back to the first period of play, so that came at a good time for the Lady Dogs.
Treasure Hunt going to be a fine player for the Lady Bulldogs for several years here. Killings in the corner, gives it to North, to Johnson, back to Killings. Dribbles a couple of dribbles with the left hand, now gives it over to Allen. She's open, short, and out of bounds. It'll be Blackman's basketball. Good block out there by Killings underneath the basket. Cox going to check in, and Allen going to come back. Looks like Blackman's got their original starting lineup in. Bounce pass into Norris. They leave her open. Doesn't take the shot. Hall will from three-point range. No good. Rebound and an over-the-back call on Blackman. Courtney Cox. Her first. And it's a 16-12 game here. Smyrna leading. McCrary is in. And coming out is Williams. Pass to Kayla Hunt. Alex Johnson picks her up. Hunt stops, gets in trouble, now throws it away. Over to Hall. Blackman wanting to run. Hall, as she throws it away, it'll be Smyrna's ball, and that's the fourth Blackman turnover. Two turnovers for Smyrna. Treasure Hunt's going to bring it up this time. 16-12 our score, 5:23 to go in the first half. Game of streaks so far, and now Treasure Hunt throws it away. Turnover number three for Smyrna.
Well, a lot of turnovers here in the last couple of possessions.
Hall brings it across the timeline. Micah Norris gets it. Between the circles she goes to Cox. Takes a couple of dribbles with the left hand. Now back to Johnson, right wing. Inside to Norris. A little running jumper's no good. McIntyre comes down with it. Over to Hunt. Smyrna determined to kind of slow things down a little bit. Kayla gives it over to McIntyre. Back to Hunt. Clock moving. 4:47 to go. Blackman by four. Over to McCrary. Just moving the ball crisply right now. Bolton. Hunt comes out to catch the ball. Now McCrary. Now to Bolton. She's open. Jumpers, no good. Rebound, Hunt. Treasure Hunt goes up, no good. Rebound, coming down with it is Smyrna's ball. So good move there by McCrary not to touch it. Blanchard's getting ready to check back in. Brian?
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update at the end of the first. It's Riverdale leading Laverne 43-4. 43-4, Riverdale on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. A timeout for us, and we'll be right back on State Farm Prep Basketball.
30-second timeout.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget, read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at murfreesboropost.com. Scores and standings for middle and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. It's 11-10, and it was Oakland leading Siegel at the end of the first in girls basketball play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Thank you, Brian. It's 16-12 here. Blackman leading, and a whistle and a foul away from the ball on Courtney Cox, her second.
Got a new score just in. Siegel leads Oakland 18-15 with 5:50 left in the second quarter. Kelsey Nash with 10 points so far, as Tom Krager tweets.
Inside it goes to Kayla Hunt, and she can't hold on to the ball. It'll be Blackman's. Thank you. Get me thinking Oakland again. Lady Blaze up by four.
For Blackman, number 44.
It's been kind of a rough go offensively for both teams here. Nobody's really established anything at this point. Hall brings it across the timeline for Blackman. 4:10 to go in the half. Trying to increase their four-point lead. Norris takes a couple of dribbles. Back over to Hall, right wing. Back out to Miller, top of the key. Back to Norris. Just passing the ball around the perimeter right now. Looking for Johnson inside. No, Norris has it. Hall shoots the three. Short. Rebound. Saved by Treasure Hunt. It goes out to Killing. She's got the ball and puts it up. No good. Hunt saves it again. This time she gets it to Kayla. And Smyrna comes up with it. Over to McIntyre. Long cross-court pass to Hunt. She'll shoot the three. No good. Too strong. Rebound picked up by Blackman's Hall. Working quickly. Drives. Goes up. Layup good with the right hand. That was a super move by Chelsea Hall. 18-12, Blackman. The biggest lead has been, I think, 6, or was it 8? Anyway, that's about as high as we've gotten.
6, I think.
And the ball's tipped out of bounds. It'll be Smyrna's ball. Coming in will be Allen for Blackman. And Angel doesn't know who she's subbing for right now. Now she does. Alex Johnson comes out.
Smyrna had that lead early in the game, midway through the first.
Blanchard has it for Smyrna. Blanchard, Bolton, McIntyre, and the two Hunt girls for Smyrna. Blanchard dribbling, gives it over to Hunt. She waves off some people. They'll try something here one-on-one. They're loading up one side anyway. Hunt in the corner, it goes to Treasure.
They're really trying to spread out the Blackman defense to free up somebody.
McIntyre at the low post right now, and quite honestly, I think she was open. Off the screen is Savannah. Looks inside, no, to Treasure Hunt, gives it to Blanchard. Very patient right now. 2:28 to go here in the first half. It's a six-point Blackman lead. Smyrna with the ball. Treasure Hunt being guarded by Micah Norris. She has it. Lobs it over to McIntyre, who's open from the corner. No good. Rebound picked up. Blackman. Smyrna getting some looks. Killings drives all the way in. A little running four-footer's good. Kennedy Killings with four. And the ball intercepted by Micah Norris, and a foul going to be called on Bolton. Fifth turnover for Smyrna.
John, I think what Smyrna was trying to do is once the guard had the ball near midcourt, Blackman brought the trap out there, which obviously freed up somebody. They made two passes to get it to McIntyre in the corner, and she attempted the shot. I think they're just trying to spread out the floor to get a one-on-one situation or find somebody open.
Well, they had a couple of looks there, and they didn't go inside to them, and they got to throw it if they're going to run that. And two free throws missed by Norris. 1:57 to go in the half, 20-12 now, the biggest lead by anybody, and Blackman owns it. McIntyre, Treasure Hunt, back to Blanchard. Norris is giving her fits right now. Over to McIntyre, back out Hunt. Killings all over her. Spin move, Hunt goes up. Can't get it to fall. Rebound, Morgan Miller, who just checked in. Miller to Allen. Back to Hall. To Miller. She can shoot a three. Banks it off the glass. Too hard. Rebound picked up Treasure Hunt. Here come the Lady Bulldogs. They have kind of hit a cold spell. Hunt driving all the way in, and now an offensive foul on Treasure Hunt. A little out of control that time. Morgan Miller stood her ground, and Morgan's going to come out, and Alex Johnson comes back in.
He said Smyrna hit a cool spell, John, and they have. 1 of 8 shooting in this quarter, only 2 points here in this quarter of play. They've gotten some great looks and have moved the ball well, just haven't gotten it to fall, where Blackman has gotten some good looks and has been hitting them.
Hunt and McCreary getting ready to check in. Norris gets it from 14, no good. Blanchard comes down with it, tries to throw an outlet pass. It's intercepted to Hall. Scoops it in, and she is hammered underneath by McIntyre. So Chelsea Hall going to go to the free throw line.
Foul is on number 24, Savannah McIntyre.
Six turnovers for Smyrna. And we're under a minute here in the first half. Chelsea Hall goes to the line. Free throws, no good. Eighth ranked as we speak.
That's going to obviously see some movement from week to week.
Can you imagine your district schedule? You've got Riverdale, Blackman, and Oakland all in all three in a row, and they're all ranked. Free throw by Hall. The second one does fall. She has five. 21-12.
Well, Smyrna should be used to it. Back in the Mount Juliet Wilson Central Smyrna days,
they
were really all three about the same.
Williams to Hunt. You got to like what Sean Middleton's doing with this club, though. They are much improved. Here to Blanchard and Quick. Probably if any need they have is probably height, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, I think there are a lot of teams that would like to have more height.
Here's Hunt, going to drive, puts it up, short, rebound. However, put up and in by Williams. Way to be alert there. Anna Williams with her first basket. She's a sophomore.
I think Smyrna's done a really good job defensively tonight as well on Alex Johnson in the paint.
21-14, and Micah Norris changes that with a first bank three to end the first half of play. Micah Norris with a huge First Bank 3 to end the first half of play. Our score is Blackman 24, Smyrna 14, and we'll be back with all the halftime stats and other good stuff. Isn't that what we call it, other good stuff?
Yes.
Brian will have other good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff. And we'll return with more State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Tacos?
Nah. Burgers?
Yesterday.
Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's only certified Rolex repair center.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. If you're age 50 or older, we'll give you an auto insurance discount from Auto Owners Insurance. Mature drivers have fewer and less costly accidents, so we'll charge you less for your personal auto insurance. Insure both your car and home with us and qualify for more premium discounts through Auto Owners Insurance. Come see us in our new office at 319 West McKnight Drive.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Lester Martin here with Martin's Home and Garden. We offer full-service landscape designing, installation, maintenance, lighting, and irrigation, and lawn care services, mowing, fertilizing, overseeding, aerating, and property management. Martin's is licensed, bonded, and insured. Use Martin's for any landscaping or lawn care needs. That's at Martin's Home and Garden, across from Demas's, 1020 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
It's time to think about the long, cold winter ahead. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
There's really no substitute for a professional teacher, and also there's no substitute for actually checking out an instrument firsthand, in person. Every guitar is different. Even on a drum kit, there'll be variations from one to the other. So it's very important that you actually pick that instrument in person and know what you're getting up front before you make that purchase. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro, across from Indian Hills.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281. Make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. And don't forget, Sir Pizza with three Rutherford County locations is sponsor of our Sir Pizza podcast. Just click on the button at GoPrimeTimeSports.com and listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online. 24-14 here at halftime. Blackman Lady Blaze leading the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And 10th-ranked Oakland is down 24-18 at halftime to the Siegel Lady Stars. And that is, again, a halftime score for you. It's Siegel leading Oakland 24-18. Those are some updates on your scoreboard. John, shooting for the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs, it's been tough tonight. They've had a lot of looks, had the same number of looks as Blackman, as a matter of fact, but hit about Well, they're 6 of 23, where Blackman was 10 of 24, and they have two extra threes in there. That's the difference in the ball game right now.
Yeah, and Mike Norris is the difference in the ball game. Your stats tonight brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P., AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. Mike Norris leading the way with 10 points for Blackman with two first bank threes in that. And quite honestly, she has been the difference. Chelsea Hall has five, Kennedy Killings with four, and Angel Allen with three, Alex Johnson with two. A good defensive game. The Bulldogs have really struggled scoring, just 14 here at half. Kayla Hunt with two, Savannah McIntyre with the first bank three, Allie Bolton has two, and Treasure Hunt has five, and Anna Williams has come off the bench for two. Defense, but both teams have been very, very good, Brian. I think that's part of the problem. But they haven't really, anybody's really put down the string, except right toward the end of that half, it looked like Blackman was starting to pick up a little momentum.
Well, and then you get halftime. So,
yeah,
you know, that's, if you're Chad Hibden, you'd like to keep rolling on and can keep playing because his team did find some momentum. But we'll see what happens here in the second half. I think it's going to be, we say this a lot in basketball, but how you start the third quarter often dictates how the game goes. And I think it'll be important if you're a Smyrna fan for them to come out shooting a little better than the 26% that they had in the first quarter of play. 6 of 23, 26%, and they had one first bank three. For the Blackman Lady Blaze, they were 10 of 24, 42%, and they had three first bank threes tonight, the Lady Blaze of Blackman High School. Rebounds even, 14 for Blackman, 13 for Smyrna. Foul shooting tonight, 25%, 1 of 4 for the Blackman Lady Blaze, 1 of 2, 50% for the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs. Turnovers pretty even as well, 6 for Smyrna, 4 for Blackman. So stats tell the story here. Shooting from the field for Blackman better than Smyrna tonight. That's why they had the 10-point lead, 24-14 here at halftime. It was 11-10 at the end of the first quarter.
Sean Middleton would be the first to tell you that 26% shooting just won't get it done.
Right.
Don't care who you're playing, and I don't care what kind of defense you're playing. Honestly, Brian, I think in the second half, I think what they're doing, what Smyrna's doing, I think they're going to have to go a little bit inside, though, to kind of keep Blackman honest from what I can tell from the first half of play.
Well, and maybe slow the ball down and work for a better shot. I think we'll see maybe them go back to that. They did it a couple of times tonight and got some open looks. So we'll see if they decide to do that. Riverdale at Siegel this Friday night on State Farm Prep Basketball, by the way. Hope you'll tune in for that. We'll take our timeout, come back, and on the other side, we'll have the second half for you here on WGNS AM-FM.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We have, I bet, 20 different backgrounds for inside that you can pick from.
And Alan Loveless has developed his property's secret garden, and the waterfall is gorgeous.
Now, people think about little ones in their yards, but this is a big one where you can sit on it, you can get under it, and a lot of our couples are getting under the waterfall at the end of this session.
Take a look at the photo galleries at lovelessphotography.com. Loveless Photography, 890-1558. For portraits you'll love, why settle for less?
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we're back here as we start the second half of action. The Blackman Blaze have the ball first, leading 24-14. John Dingus, Brian Barrett, Tyler Shepard back at the station. Cox takes a long jumper. That's short. Rebound. Scooted around and picked up by Bolton. We'll give you those starting lineups here in just a second for the second half. I can do that now. Treasure Hunt, Blanchard, Kayla Hunt, Bolton, and McIntyre for Smyrna. Out there guarding Hunt is Kennedy Killings, Courtney Cox, Micah Norris, Alex Johnson, and Chelsea Hall. Those starting lineups for the second half brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. The ball, a pickpocket by Hall, and I think she traveled, no call. Rebound inside to Johnson for the basket, or actually
Alex
a save
Johnson
by Chelsea Hall that made that go. And the lead now 12. That was a great assist.
Well, I don't know how she didn't walk two or three times down there. It was amazing footwork there by Chelsea Hall.
McIntyre has it for Smyrna. Does it over to Bolton. And a foul away from the ball. And it's going to be on Smyrna. And
foul's on McIntyre.
McIntyre pushing off a little bit, I think.
Team's first.
John, we do have scores. It was 24-18, Siegel at halftime. And Riverdale leading 83-4 at halftime over Laverne on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Norris has the ball, left side, gives it over to Killings between the circles. Now back out to Killings. Norris feeds it inside to Cox, takes a couple of dribbles, and now she walks. So Cox turns the ball over, and it'll be Smyrna's basketball. They're going left to right now. 6:19 to go in the third. It's Blackman with a rather comfortable lead at this point, 26-14. Smyrna still looking for that elusive basket right now. Ball's thrown away. Good save by Cox. Over to Killings. She's going to go all the way in with that speed. Misses the shot. Rebound Bolton. Being double teamed. Now gets it out to Blanchard. Across the timeline. It goes to Hunt. Hunt. Crossover dribble. Gives it back. Now brings it back out. Over to Bolton. Smyrna still being patient on offense. They give it to Hunt. Coming off a screen. Good head fake. Stops, now tries to feed it inside to Bolton. She wasn't ready for it. Ball's loose, picked up Blackman. Johnson with an outlet pass over to Hall. Working one-on-one, going to drive, hook it to the left side. No good, rebound Blanchard. Good defense there by Brooklyn Blanchard. And now the ball's taken away from her. Turnovers galore. Micah Norris going to stop, shoot. Running jumpers missed, rebound Treasure Hunt. And now a foul on Courtney Cox. That will be her third.
John, it looks like Blackman has kicked it up a notch because they have forced Smyrna rather into four turnovers in this quarter when they had six coming in to this half. So you're seeing some changes there.
Going to have a timeout with Blackman leading 26-14. And we are going to take 1-2. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Full timeout.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com.
Kayla Hunt with a jumper for Smyrna, misses the shot, rebound Norris. Third quarter action here. Cox going to drive, and they're going to call a block on McIntyre. That could have gone either way. That was bang, bang. And speaking of bang, bang, they hit the floor pretty hard, too.
Cox is pretty fortunate there, John, that she didn't pick up number four.
Yeah,
and it was bang, bang.
Yeah, it could have gone either way. McCreary going to come in to give McIntyre a rest. That was a pretty hard fall McIntyre took. Hall going to throw it in underneath their basket. McIntyre lobs it to Norris, takes a look at the three, doesn't give it. Over to Hall, she shoots, no good. Rebound, tipped away, good play by Williams, and now as they say, she double dribbles. Great play by Anna Williams, and then she walked, basically. 11 turnovers for Smyrna.
Bailey Miller, into the game for Blackman.
Bailey Miller going to come in for Blackman.
Miller for Cox.
Cox is going out, John, and not only because of the three fouls, but I think she was shaken up a little bit on that foul.
Yeah, they both were, I think. Killings sweeps it around the right side over to Hall. Back to Killings, to Norris. Miller tries to get it inside and miraculously kept it in bounds to Norris, who shoots. Good. Two-pointer for Norris.
Micah.
Well, she's got a quick release, but, I mean,
very
soft touch to the basket.
28-14 the score, Blackman's biggest lead here in the third. Hunt looking for a pick, gets one, now gives it off to Treasure Hunt. She shoots from way outside, nothing but the net Treasure Hunt. First bank three, she has eight. And they needed that one in the baddest way. Hall. To Norris. Swings it over to Miller. Fans thought she walked. May have. Tries to throw it across court and it's intercepted. Picked up by Williams. Lays it up. Easy off the glass. No good. Rebound Hall. Long pass down to Johnson. Puts it up. She misses the shot. Foul by McCreary. We've got some subs getting ready to come back in. Morgan Miller, Courtney Kice getting ready to come in.
Foul is on Miranda McCreary, her first foul.
And Miranda commits her first personal. It's McCreary, Bolton, Williams, Kayla, and Treasure Hunt in. Alex Johnson, along with Miller, Norris, Hall, and Killings. The free throw by Johnson is no good. Just a freshman, Alex Johnson. She had a big game the other night, too. She scored 20-something points, I think, the other night. Misses the first free throw. She'll get a chance for another one. Second one is up, and it rolls good. Johnson with 5 points. You know, Brian, if you can get even 6 or 7 points out of a freshman, you're doing, you know, that's really a big help.
Well, you got to have, especially when you're so young, you got to have everybody produce. And they're trying to get some of that here tonight.
Ball stolen away from Kayla Hunt. Easy layup for Hall, and it rolls in good. Hall with 7.
Chelsea Hall.
31-17, lead just like that, back to 14. Hunt double teamed, gives it off to Williams. Over to Bolton at the corner. Now being trapped, comes out of it. Looking, tipped away. Bad pass to Cox. Stops, puts it up with the right hand, short. Rebound, picked up. This is Kayla Hunt with it. And she is going through traffic to Williams. And now a 30-second timeout, and it gives us time here. Talk about some auction people. You know who they are, don't you, Brian?
Let me think.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, Bob Bug and Stan Vaught.
Yeah, those guys.
They're the only auction folks, in my opinion. Instead of waiting for a single offer and waiting for months and months, the Bob Parks auction, you're going to have a lot of offers in just a matter of weeks. Just call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug today at 896-4600 to find out if you have property that's suitable for auction. Call Bob and Stan at 896-4600 again. They'll come out, do a complete consultation and property review for you. Put the power of Bob Parks Auction behind your property sale and find out more online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
And we'll update our Jennings and Harris Funeral Home scoreboard in just a moment. 31-17 our score here. Blackman leading by 14. I would say this is probably Blackman's best performance of the year, but they've got a comfortable lead at this point. Smyrna will play some defense on you, though.
Brief update for you. Oakland now leading Siegel 31-29. Monica Barrett with back-to-back three-pointers. So Oakland leads Siegel 31-29 in the third quarter, and it's 44-40. Eagleville leads, Middle Tennessee Christian School leads Eagleville with about 4:20 left in the game.
Well, there's two great girls games going on right there. A steal by Blackman. It goes into Killings. It's too strong and out of bounds. It'll be Smyrna's ball. Some changes as we left you here. Angel Allen is in along with Hall, Cox, Norris, and Miller. McCreary, Bolton, the two Hunts, and Williams, Anna Williams, in for Smyrna. The lead is 14. Smyrna has the ball, trailing by 14. Over to Treasure Hunt, gets a pick from Kayla. Stop, shoots at the foul line, short. Rebound, picked up Hall. Boy, she's everywhere. She can pick up so many loose balls. She just knows exactly where that ball is. Got an eye for it. Cox with a running jumper that's no good. Rebound, coming off with it. It's McCreary for Smyrna. 1:57 to go in the third. Kayla Hunt with the ball, stops. They leave her open for three. She does not make it. It's in and out. Boy, I thought it was going to go in. Cox down with the rebound, gives it out to Hall. Right side it goes to Allen, lobs it into Miller, too strong. Morgan didn't have a chance at that one. Good try there by the Blaze. Hunt has it for Smyrna. Now you talk about one of those moments where you need a basket. The Lady Bulldogs need one against this good Blackman defense. Bolton goes up with a hook shot, going to be fouled by Morgan Miller as she goes up. Morgan's first. That is the first team foul on Blackman. Alex Johnson going to get ready to check back in. 1:24 to go here in the third. So Oakland has a lead on Siegel by two. There's a shot good by Bolton.
And four-point game over at Middle Tennessee Christian School.
And Johnson for Blackman.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air.
Free throw is up. Second one good by Allie Bolton. She has four. And the Blaze have a 12-point lead in the ball.
This is one of those scores that looks bigger than it really is. 31-19, yes, 12-point lead, but not insurmountable. Smyrna just needs to shoot better and not turn the ball over. They've turned it over 15 times after only six in the first half. So
yeah, that's really been a bad third quarter for that. And I'm not sure Blackman has really taken advantage of it like they should at this point. Norris has it to Hall. Hunt on her. Over to Johnson at the high post. Gives it over to the right side to Killings. Kennedy gives it over to Morgan Miller. Between the circles. Gives it back, bounce pass to Hall. Smyrna in the zone. Nice pass to Johnson, short on the jumper. Rebound, McCreary. I guarantee you she makes that shot next year.
And maybe just in a matter of weeks with all the experience she's getting, for sure.
Treasure Hunt has it for Smyrna, 31-19. The basket here would cut it to 10. We're at 31 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Now Smyrna's backed it way out again.
Blanchard working on Killings. Gets it over to the right side to Hunt.
But they're not double-teaming out front this time now. Blackman's not, so they obviously saw that that worked for Smyrna prior.
Hunt goes all the way in, rolls it in off the glass. Good.
Treasure Hunt.
Treasure Hunt. She's a treasure, all right. I know that's what Sean Milton thinks. Layup good. That's Chelsea Hall with a scoop shot at the buzzer. Another killer there for the Lady Blaze. And that's the end of the third quarter with our score. Blackman 33, Smyrna 21. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
It takes a special pharmacy to keep up with you. Reeve Sane offers the pharmacy services that keep you well and the customer care that makes you feel even better. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. As your local source for health and pharmacy needs, we appreciate the trust you put in us to take care of your health. This is Lori Sane Smith, and I invite you to visit Reeve Sane and let us take care of you. 1801 Memorial Boulevard or ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Basketball brought to you in part by Tips Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeve Sane Drug Store. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Lady Cougars lead Eagleville by one, 34 seconds left. And Eagleville has two starters foul out, by the way. Riverdale 93, Laverne 4 at the end of the third. And at the end of the third, it's Siegel up by one against the Oakland Lady Patriots. That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
I don't think that's going to go down to the wire. Fourth quarter here, 33-21 Blackman as we start it. McCrary for Smyrna gives it over to McIntyre, who's back in the ballgame. Over to Blanchard. Working one-on-one with Killings. Lobs it over to Treasure Hunt. Treasure Hunt and Chelsea Hall have really had a battle this evening. McIntyre dishes it out to Blanchard. She shoots. She scores. 2-point from the corner by Blanchard. And her first basket of the night, and the lead now into single digits at 9. Norris right side back to Hall. Sweeps it over to the left side to Killings. Bounce pass back to Hall. To Norris. Drives baseline, now comes back, pulls up, gives it to Johnson at the foul line. Jumper good. That was a big basket by Johnson.
Alex Johnson.
She has 7.
When she was wide open there from the right elbow, no doubt about that one. She's got a good touch on the ball, too.
Blanchard across the timeline. It goes to Williams, who's played a lot of action, too, a sophomore. Over to McCrary. Back to Blanchard. Over to Treasure Hunt. Blanchard's a freshman, too. I failed to mention that. She's a good-looking player as well. Very quick for Smyrna. It's going to be an exciting 2 or 3 years, isn't it, in girls basketball?
Well, I got a lot of talent in this county, that's for sure. I mean, a lot of it.
Blanchard working one-on-one. I mean, you've got a freshman going up there running the point. And the ball thrown away.
And doing it rather well, thank you.
Yeah, she is. She's being guarded over there by Killings, who's a young junior.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a lot of – she's a good-looking player, too. Cox, long jumpers, no good. Rebound, Treasure Hunt. Smyrna wanting to run. 2-on-2. Hunt goes up strong, but a foul is going to be called on Blackman, and Treasure Hunt's going to go to the free throw line.
She was awfully close to being charged. Given the charge right there.
Another bang-bang play.
Well, the official underneath the basket was going to call it because he actually put his hand behind his head.
But then the other official had blown his whistle and already made the call.
Free throw by Treasure Hunt's no good. Got to have those if Bolton, you're a Smyrna Bulldog. Williams goes number out. 12, Bolton going to come back in.
Kalen Williams in for Blackman.
The thing about it, Brian, all these freshman girls that are playing right now, what valuable time they're getting on the court. Just you can't supplant that. That's amazing. Free throw by Hunt, good.
Well, there's no better experience than the game experience. You can practice all you want, but until you're in a game, it's just completely different.
The Treasure Hunt's a pretty good freshman, too. I'll tell you. I mentioned that. Norris to Cox. Cox dribbles with the left hand, going to drive, put it up with the right hand. That was a thing of beauty. And she scores, and that's Courtney's first basket tonight.
Well, you know, when you need to go to the well, you've got some senior experience like Blackman and Courtney Cox and Chelsea Hall as well.
She's a fourth quarter player too, Courtney Cox. Always has been. McCrary driving baseline. Bounce pass, give and go to McIntyre. Good. Smyrna trying to show a little life. 37-26. The lead's 11 with 5:23 to go in the ballgame.
Back-to-back-to-back baskets for the Lady Bulldogs.
We've got an interesting boys game coming up that Brian's going to be calling. The Smyrna Bulldogs against a very good Blackman Blaze team. Our first look at them as well tonight. Johnson has it left side. Hunt on her to Hall. To Norris. Norris stops. Ball's tipped away to Johnson. Blocked by McCrary. Cox going to get it. And now a foul going to be called on McCrary as trying to prevent Cox from scoring. So Courtney will go to the free throw line.
McCrary, well, that's unfortunate for Miranda. That three good stops right there, timeout, and then Blackman, the last one, she is charged with a foul. Timeout on the floor.
Yeah, we'll take 1-2. 37-26, Blackman leading by 11. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget, after the games, the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. We'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, Midas of Murfreesboro shift change of the game, stats, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more. That'll be of the boys' game and a recap of the girls. And during our Ideas Tease between game show, we'll have all of that for the girls' contest, John.
Courtney Cox misses the first free throw of two. The second one is up, and this one falls for Cox with three. And a 12-point lead for Blackman. 4:56 to go here. John Dingens, Brian Barrett with him from Smyrna High School, where it's been a good game. Some streaky shooting, but very good defense. McCrary has it top of the key. Left side it goes to Kayla. Smyrna needs to get some baskets here. McIntyre going to gun one from outside. No good. Rebound. Allen.
Johnson
has nine.
Eagleville missed to get the rebound. They make the shot and get fouled. So it's a one-point game with 2 seconds left. What I'm trying to get to there, Middle Tennessee Christian School in Eagleville.
And McIntyre has it left side. 40-28 the score. Alex Johnson's had a couple of big baskets late here in this game. Blanchard working. Got to move the ball, and they do, to Hunt. And now Sean Middleton not liking what he sees, and we'll take a timeout. It's 40-28. Blackman Full girls lead Smyrna. We'll be back. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball right here on WGNS.
And this is Amanda at Animal City inviting you to come check out our ever-changing group of adoptable pets, ranging from the feathered to the furred to the scaled. This is Amanda inviting you to Animal City to come and visit with some of our unique pets, like our hedgehogs, sugar gliders, and don't forget to meet Lily. While you're here at Animal City, don't forget to check out the captivating faces in our reptile department. This is Amanda inviting your family to come do business with our family. Animal City is located at 919 Northwest Broad Street.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and AG Sporting Goods. And it's a final between Riverdale and Laverne. The final is Riverdale 103, Laverne 10. 103-10, Riverdale girls winners tonight at Laverne this evening on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Siegel leads Oakland 42-41 with 5:55 left in the fourth quarter. And looks like MTCS beat Eagleville by one tonight.
Wow. Oakland Siegel still up for grabs there, I take it. 40-28 the score here with 3:28 to go, and Smyrna about to lose the ball. They don't. Nice save by Williams. Over to Blanchard. Jumper by Kayla Hunt's no good. McIntyre there with a weak side rebound.
McIntyre.
And Savannah picks up her seventh point.
Pretty good timeout there by Coach Middleton to get the basket.
Double team over the corner. That's Brooks, Jalen Brooks, who just entered the game and loses the ball. Sophomore guard. Smyrna with the ball. Williams looking for some help. Finally gets it to Blanchard. Under 3 minutes. Kayla Hunt going to shoot again. She's scoring. That's a first bank three. And all of a sudden, here come the Bulldogs. It's 40-33 and a timeout now called by Chad Hibden for the Lady Blaze. And we'll take a timeout and we'll be right back. It's Smyrna trailing by seven.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call Good Neighbor State Farm agent Mel Adams at 893-6822.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
For 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com. A seven-point game here. They've been close all around. 42-41. Siegel leading Oakland, and the Lady Cougars win by one over Eagleville. It's a night of close games and girls.
Seven-point game here. Blackman trying to hang on. And Norris gets it tipped back out to Micah. Now cross-court pass over to Killings. To Cox in the corner. She shoots it long. Rebound. Hunting down for it is Kayla Hunt, and she throws it right in the hands of Chelsea Hall. Appreciate the hustle. I'm not sure that ball was going to be off of Smyrna, however. Hall to Johnson. Almost tipped away. Now Killings up with it. Long jumper by Hall, short, rebound, McCrary. Now here comes Smyrna wanting to run. Blanchard working on Hall, and Hall's going to foul her. So just like that, a minute 53, and Blanchard going to go to the free throw line. Chelsea Hall's second foul.
Well, that was a great rebound there by McCrary, and she saw that she'd have a fast break basket if she just threw it long, and that's what happened there.
McCrary actually has played a really good ball game underneath. Free throw, because the reason I say that is when on the press that they're running is sometimes McCrary's the only one down there. She's done a good job. Blanchard's free throw is good. The lead is six for Blackman. Second one rolls in and out. Rebound, Blackman. Cox with a big rebound over to Hall. A minute 49. Hall to Killings. To Johnson. To Cox. Little short eight-footer's good.
Courtney.
Huge. Courtney Cox. 42-34. Big, big basket. Over to McIntyre. A minute 31. Smyrna trails by eight. Treasure Hunt. Over to McCrary. Blanchard open for a moment. Didn't see her. McCrary with a screen. Now a bad pass. And here comes Micah Norris with it. Lob into Cox. Now to Johnson. Intercepted by McCrary. We're at a minute mark. Blanchard trying to speed things up. McIntyre going
to
shoot for three. No.
1 minute.
Drives. Goes up. Lays it in. Off the glass.
McIntyre
with the basket. 42-36. McIntyre with nine, by the way. Hall lobs it to McCrary. It's intercepted. And now foul over the back, and I think Courtney got her.
Well, there you go. There's another case of McCrary doing a great job down there, stepping in front of that pass that was intended for Cox.
Oh, she's played a super game defensively. If you look at the scoreboard, you say, well, she hasn't scored any, but she's done a lot. Blanchard, and now foul by Killings. The lead is six for Blackman with 41 seconds to go.
Second foul.
And for the Bulldogs, you're going to have to score quickly here, Brian.
Next time it's 1-1. The next Blackman foul will put Smyrna at the line for 1-1.
Hunt to throw it in to Blanchard. Gets the screen. Now to Bolton at the high post. Takes a couple of dribbles. Feeds it off to Hunt. 31 seconds to go. Hunt going to drive all the way in. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Johnson for Blackman. Here come the Lady Blaze. What they basically need to do is just hold the ball. 19 seconds. 42-36. And now McIntyre runs into Courtney Cox, and she'll go to the free throw line.
Foul is on McIntyre.
16.8 seconds left. And
team
spin. I would think Blackman's in pretty good shape. It's not a shooting foul, so they'll throw it in. And run a few more seconds off the clock. Hunt tries a double team. Blanchard. Boy, what hustle. Now she pushes her, and they're going to call a foul. Great hustle there by those two girls.
That was
kind of funny. Blanchard said, if I can't get to it, Chelsea, you're not either. Yeah. You just shoved her down.
Really kind of innocent. It really, I don't think any malicious.
No, they were laughing about it, but.
Kind of like backyard basketball there. Hall going to run out the clock. 7 seconds. She is going to be fouled by Kayla Hunt, so she'll go to the line.
Foul is on Kayla.
With 5 seconds left, Blackman going
to
win this one.
Seven.
Remain undefeated.
Chelsea Hall will shoot one.
And on the road. A big win for them. And a pretty good Smyrna effort here tonight. I don't think either one of them are going to be, either coach would be real pleased with the shooting tonight.
No. Turnovers.
Free throws, good by Chelsea. She has 10, double figures for Chelsea Hall. She joins Micah Norris in double figures. Second one is up, and it rolls, no good. She gets her own rebound. That's going to do it. She's going to run out the clock. Blackman Blaze are going to win this one. The Lady Blaze, 43. The Smyrna Bulldogs, 36. And we're going to take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll have the It Is Tees Between Games show coming up. And we'll have scores from other games. We'll have our stats. And we'll also talk about some other things that are going on around Murfreesboro, Tennessee tonight. As we continue here on State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. Stay with us.
What would 2 or 3 years of long-term health care cost do to your retirement? What would that mean for your family? Looking for solutions? I may be able to help you and your family protect all that you've worked a lifetime to accumulate, including your retirement nest egg. Call First Bank today to learn more about how you can protect your family and your retirement from the ravages long-term health care costs can bring. Call me, Jeffrey Herring, at First Bank at 907-5546 today. Products offered by First Bank Insurance, a wholly owned subsidiary of First Bank, are not deposits or other obligations of First Bank, guaranteed or insured by the FDIC or any other federal agency. May go down in value.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services. for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my BPF, best pizza friend, Jill. And her parents just don't get us.
They just don't understand how good it is. A special blend of cheese, the sauce, the crunchiness,
the dough, the ingredients, the square slices. Jill, that's why we'll always be BPFs. See you at Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Hello friends, this is Lenny Farmer on behalf of the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home located at 820 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Jennings and Ayers has been serving funeral needs for Rutherford County for over 100 years. Call us at 893-2422. Let us have a conference with you so that you might choose those items ahead of time, thus relieving the burden from your family. We guarantee the price will never change the rest of your life. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, 893-2422.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. If you're age 50 or older, we can reduce the cost of your homeowner's insurance through auto owner's insurance. Mature homeowners have fewer and less costly losses, so it's only fair to charge you less. Insure both your home and car with us and qualify for more premium discounts through auto owner's insurance. Call us at 893-5064 or come by our new offices at 319 West McKnight Drive.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Last Cassis Feed Supply, Winners Trophies, Cellular Concepts, Prentisalsa Heating and Air. And don't forget to join us for the Prentisalsa Heating and Air Coach's Corner at 9 a.m. each Saturday morning. It's followed by Cougar Corner at 11, and all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. And our final here in this girls game tonight, 43-36, the Lady Blaze win it to remain undefeated in district play. And Brian, a good effort by Smyrna, and Blackman kind of withheld the storm and was able to prevail, winning it by 7 tonight.
Most certainly, John, and we've got a look here in our Ideas Tease Between Game show at our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. And John, why don't we take a look at that right now? It's going to kind of be a tough choice here in this one. Maybe not so much so for Smyrna.
I'm going to go with, for Blackman, I'm going to go with Micah Norris. She had 12 points and really was a force in that first half. 12 points for her. And I'm going to go, okay, are you ready for this? I'm going to go with Treasure Hunt again. But I'm going to give an honorable mention to Miranda McCreary, who played, I thought, really tremendous D underneath the basket tonight. So a clap, what you might say, or
a pat on the back.
Pat on the back for Miranda McCreary.
An atta girl.
Didn't score any points, but she did a great job on defense. I think she made 5 steals tonight underneath that basket. So a good effort from her tonight.
All right. Well, there you go. That is your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. Micah Norris for Blackman and Treasure Hunt for the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs. For timeless senior portraits, call Alan Loveless at 890-1558. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland.